Hashtag SFMBTH.
In conversation next with Sophie Mukwena, SABC's foreign editor. So Frederick Shava, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade of the Republic of Zimbabwe, is currently visiting South Africa to co-chair the midterm review of the Binational Commission. Shava is meeting with the International Relations and Cooperation Minister, Dr. Naledi Pandor, to strengthen bilateral relations between the two nations. The two ministers will also have an opportunity to share information and exchange views on other matters of mutual interest. To explain the significance of Shava's visit, we join by Sophie Mukwena. Sophie, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us. So when we look at this particular visit, one of the issues that keeps on popping up, and now from the our listeners as well, is around the permit, the special permit that was put in place for Zimbabweans living in the country. However, though, the deadline coming to an end at the end of the year, did the minister express himself on this?
Yes, they did discuss the issue. It was bound to be one of their major talking points. And as you are aware, the Minister of International Relations supported what the Minister of Home Affairs has said in terms of how this process is going to unfold, and perhaps also explaining the categories, because sometimes we talk about a blank approach where you know that in terms of the permits, you also look at the skills and how you rework those skills, and also how do you do away with what was perceived as skills while in South Africa you have similar skills. But I think because this was a meeting to plan for the Binational Commission, I think it will be wise for media and all of us to really wait for the Binational Commission, where the leaders, the two leaders, Mnangagwa and Ramaphosa, are going to engage on these issues. And after that Binational, we will be there as journalists to ask questions around these issues. And getting it from sitting heads of state, clearly it means that's the direction countries are taking. So this was a meeting to prepare for the Binational Commission. So it's almost like waiting on a diary, even though you are going to discuss issues because you have talking points that you have to prepare for your principles.
And what else is on the agenda?
The issue of immigration as well. The issue of immigration. You know that South Africa is currently under pressure. The citizens of the country feeling the brunt of poverty and unemployment, and therefore this thing is spilling over where it can lead to a confrontation with foreign nationals. And here you have to look at how you tighten your immigration laws. You'd recall that during the ANC policy conference, I spoke to Minister of Home Affairs, Aaron Motsoaledi, who spoke about how they are going to review some of the UN treaties. I think that was a big, big breaking story from the ANC policy conference, where they even supported that proposal that South Africa must withdraw from these treaties, because his argument was that when these treaties were signed, South Africa was still a pariah state and it was not part of the international community because of the apartheid system. And those who agreed on these treaties, they were able to negotiate for their own countries. For example, if we have an issue, we can agree, but we can agree on a clause to ensure that I am protected. So many countries, when they signed those treaties, they were able to say, yes, we are agreeing on this, but let there be this clause. So South Africa, post-1994, the new government, we just agreed that we are now part of all these treaties without putting clause that protects interests of South Africa. Because nobody anticipated, perhaps at that time, that South Africa will have the challenges that we have today. And therefore, that was bound to be one of the big issues. I have no doubt that the issue of trans-border crime, as we see the problem of the Zama-Zamas, and where now you have foreign nationals arrested in these mine dams and these non-official mines, and worse, you have now a situation of child labor, because you get so many small kids moving from their respective countries. Therefore, there's someone who is involved in child trafficking. These are the issues that they discussed.
Thank you so much for your time. Sophie Mukwena, the SABC Foreign Editor. It's 4 o'clock, time for the news.